Brian, what kind of difference has the new coach made for you in special teams?
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, obviously with Dave and Kevin O'Day coming in, you know, they both kind of do different things for us, and they're both great coaches. You know, you look at the success that they had in Chicago, that's what we're looking to bring here and have the same success, and really help us win a lot of games. And, you know, for me in particular, I work a lot with Kevin because he's more of the kicking coach and really understands the fundamental, the mechanics, and it's been really a blessing to get to work with him because he's able to point out things that I didn't realize I was doing wrong here and there, and it's going to make a big difference. I'm really excited about it.
Brian, are you at all surprised that there's not another kicker in camp right now?
No. I mean, you know, I like getting all the reps, and I think that's, you know, I think that's a good way to do it. So, yeah, just continue to go out and keep hitting the ball well and not worry about anything else.
You take that as a vote of confidence from the coaching staff that there's not?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, yeah, like I said, having the opportunity to work with Kevin, it's just, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about coming out here and improving a little bit every day. And if I do that, you know, we're gonna be in good shape.
Tough, the new special teams coach. How's that changed things for you, if at all?
No, a lot. You know, Dave came in here with, you know, a lot of good things that happened in Chicago. We're hoping that he brings that here. He was able to do a lot of things. Obviously, when you have Devin Hester, you just have a lot of key things you got to get. You got to get guys making blocks, hustling, not holding, and you know, that's what he brought, and that's what he's doing here. Is we have to be smart on special teams. We can't have, you know, 2-3 bad plays. We don't have any plays that we can give up, so we need to be good on every play, and that's what he brings. Is, you know, everybody knows that a lot is expected on every play, so we're lucky to have him and Kevin. Those guys did a great job, and we're looking forward to working with them.
Dustin, obviously the team can win more games than you did last year, but how can you personally improve on what you did last year?
Just, you know, more inside the 20. I got to, you know, keep that number up there in the mid-40s. I showed I could do it last year. I got to do it again this year. Help set up our defense. That's one thing that we've had a lot of fun watching over on the sidelines is them fly around. And, you know, they're, like you said, you know, we got a lot of Pro Bowlers on that side of the ball. And, you know, I got to set them up and, you know, be there for suck up. You know, he's capable of doing a lot of good things like he's done these last four. We got to make, you know, these next four really good for him as well.
How's the new coach helping him out a little bit?
Great. You know, he's Kevin used a lot of golf analogies. You know, we are specialists, and so we do the same thing over and over and again, very repetitious, and so he just wants us to make sure we're doing the same thing every time, so we know if, you know, something creeps in there like bad habits, that we can get him out quick. And so he's been good, just especially off the field, watching film, you know, breaking down, you know, what we do and why, if we have a bad result in a game, he looks back on that film and says, this is why this happened, and so we don't do it in the game again.
You think Ryan was a victim last year of being used too much? I mean, they needed him too much, you know, last year, and that maybe hurt some of his numbers and kicks?
No, I think it's one of those things that I think we all met last year at a certain point, and just, you know, obviously there's a lot of things that happened last year that don't normally happen in a football season. And we came together collectively and just said we've got to stick through this and do our best. And, you know, and I always look at what I do, and I could have been better last year in a lot of things. There's a few touchbacks there that really I think would have changed at least the outcome of where the defense could have run on the field. And so I just look at what I do and just focus on that.
How different do you feel given the giant vote of confidence this organization gave in you when you didn't know in December whether that was going to happen?
Right. Well, you know, I didn't want to leave. I mean, I set roots down here in 2005 and intended to stay for my career. When I walked in the stadium and said, you know, this is the same thing as Tennessee. This is college football country here. Arrowhead is. And so I was very appreciative that, you know, Andy wanted me back, and John, you know, told me that right off the bat as soon as I got here, you know, don't plan on going anywhere. And so, you know, I was excited. Obviously, my kids don't want to leave here. We have great neighbors, a great church, and, you know, this organization, the Hunt family, is just, you know, an amazing place for me and for family and just for all these guys. And I think all these new guys are finding that out. You're not hearing anybody say, man, this is a crazy place. I mean, is it windy? Yes. But everybody loves Kansas City. This is a great, great town.